quiz.
Ready? Are you ready? Sorry, Pretty and I were just staring at Rossi because he was on his phone in another world. He didn't realise his segment has begun, ladies and gentlemen.
Trying to do five things at once, that's my problem.
Just do one at once.
Okay, let's concentrate on this right now. It is Big Rossi's Pub Quiz. We're off for Ramadan now at my pub quiz.
So was last night the last one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm thinking last night might be the last one forever. I just, like, need a bit of a break.
Have you told them this?
This might be the announcement right now, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to UBK down at JLT. If anyone's listening, Rossi's probably not going to return to host your pub quizzes, just to let you know. I think he's just made this decision on the show right now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I like to share things with you guys first. Not you two. You know, people listening.
Okay, fine.
Not us.
Not us. We know that.
Yeah. So then I'll have a think about it.
What's wrong?
You want more money?
No, I don't want more money.
You just want more time with
the
kids.
I just want more sleep, as you know.
Okay,
let's do it. Pub quiz right now. Pretty, myself, up against each other. Rossi asked the questions. He asked these last night at his real pub quiz. We've got to buzz in with our answers. If you're listening wherever you are, you can buzz in as well. Have a go. Here we go, Big Rossi.
No one will take your answer.
No, you answer it. We'll know.
Question number one. Buzz in, please. Silence.
I hear you, Muhammad. Come on.
Sorry.
The best-selling song, Everything I Do It For You.
I haven't said anything yet. Yeah.
Features in which movie?
Chris.
Full title, please. Go for it.
Everything I do it for you. It's like Robin Hood or something like that. Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for. It's like a Robin Hood movie.
That's correct. Yeah, full title?
It's Robin Hood.
Full title of the movie?
You did say full title.
Prince of Thieves.
Well done.
Yes.
How did you know that? I didn't even know that's a movie.
I've got no idea.
I used to watch that movie over and
over. That's not fair that I needed to get the full title. I have no idea how I knew that. It's a good work, brain, for remembering that.
How did that even happen?
Talking to his brain.
Isn't the brain amazing?
Yes,
my brain went all the way back somewhere to pick out Prince of Thieves. Like,
why
do you even remember that, brain?
Well, the way it's stored in the brain, it's like,
I know,
left, just to the back a bit.
But I'd rather it not be there and it remember
something else.
Like, they asked me when is Zara Nushi's birthday the other day? I can't remember my kid's birthday. I'm like, and she was in the room and I'm like,
oh, no.
September. No, Dad, it's in August 18th. I'm like, August 18th? What year? She's like, 2009. And I'm like, oh. But anyway, I know Prince of Thieves.
You know Robin Hood.
Question number two. At the turn of the 20th century, what was the tallest man-made construction in the world? Turn of the 20th century, tallest man-made construction in the world. You should know this one, guys.
Why should we know this? Me. I'm going to guess. Just cuz. Empire State Building.
Incorrect.
Into the 20th century. What year is
that? Wait, the turn of the 20th.
Yeah.
Don't tell him when.
So like the 1900s, right?
Why would you say that?
The Acropolis.
The what?
Empire State Building.
I did say Empire.
Sorry, not Empire State. Eiffel Tower.
I was going to say that.
Because we were just there.
The Eiffel Tower. Okay, there we go. So it's still 1-0 to me.
Last year's Christmas number one song in the UK was done by Ed Sheeran. What was it called?
Do you know it, Pretty? If not, we just pass quickly.
I don't know.
Ed Sheeran's song. Christmas number one.
Pass!
What was it?
Perfect.
Okay.
It's not a Christmas song.
It was number one at Christmas.
You made it sound like it was a Christmas song.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Eminem's Stan
was Christmas number one year. Bob
I
the
knew
Builder.
It wasn't Shape of You, but I just couldn't remember.
I would have guessed an Eminem, Ed Sheeran song. Okay, continue. Here we go.
Who starred in the 1990 movie Kindergarten Cop?
Chris. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
2-0, Chris. Well
this
done.
Is for the win. Here
I
we
knew
go.
That.
What are the beds of snooker tables traditionally made of?
Chris.
It's a type of stone. Yeah.
Why would you do that? He gave an answer. Now you helped him. You're such a cheater.
Because
you said velvet and then you said stone, so he's going to change his answer.
I have to give you both a clue.
Not that I know the answer, but
stone.
Come on.
Marble.
It's a good shout, but it's not right. I'll throw to Pretty Malik.
Like I know types of stone.
I wonder if there's like this type of stone in your country.
I don't know. Rock.
America.
Who knows?
I was going to say rock as well. But yeah.
Slate.
Slate.
Have you got slate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Slater from Saved by the Bell.
AC Slater.
Okay, final. Come on, let's go. No one gets that one.
What bee describes a cut of meat from the breast or lower chest of beef or veal?
No idea.
Pretty doesn't eat beef.
You know this one.
I have no idea. How would I know this question?
You might eat veal.
I don't.
You might have seen it on the menu and be like, oh, okay.
I don't know what they mean.
He's going to say it.
I don't know it. Meat related. It's not the breast.
No, it's like, you know, like you got a fancy type of, oh, that's good. You get it in like Perry and Black Welders and stuff and like.
Pass.
Braised.
Oh, it's close. Brisket.
Okay, come on. This is the longest game. Sorry, guys.
Which Street Fighter character is Nicki Minaj's new single?
Me.
Chris.
Pretty was in there.
Chun-Li.
That's correct.
Damn. Okay, 2-1, let's go.
He's making up questions now.
No, I've got it here. What company was founded in the USA by brothers Harry Albert?
Amazon.
You mentioned it today.
Why?
You've already mentioned it.
He said Amazon. He said Amazon.
Oh, Pretty's in there.
Finish the question.
What company was founded in the USA by brothers Harry, Albert, Sam and Jack in 1923? We've mentioned it, not on the radio, but in the studio today already.
5 seconds, we're running out of time.
I have no idea.
Warner Brothers.
Okay.
My gosh.
In rugby union, how many points are awarded for a drop goal?
Chris.
Yep.
You need to know this.
3.
Correct.
Thank
you. There we go.
I win.